Mrs. Boucher speaking.
The president asked for Mr. Thomas Mann. I have him ready.
Thank you. One moment. Mr. Thomas Mann, 93.
It's pretty active. Do you have this last draft before you?
No. I don't ever get them except through the papers, and I haven't bought them in morning papers. Anything I get in the State Department, I get in a late edition of the paper.
That isn't quite true. We
that is. That's
two drafts this morning by telephone.
To whom?
Ralph's got them both.
Well, tell him, ask him why in the hell he puts them on deep freeze.
But I think you ought to look at this because it's a matter now of words. And it's pretty
now, are you saying, can we say that the Peace Commission's making progress?
Well, I think...
What do you say when I ask you what's going on in Panama?
I think you can say that they're still working.
Well, everybody knows they're working, but can you say...
Well, we don't have a solution yet, Mr. President. Not, we wouldn't want to make any... agree to anything without consulting with you.
Yeah, but I... If I agree...
I'm too optimistic, sir, because they're negotiating pretty hard on some of these words. So, and the more optimistic you are, the more the Panamanians will interpret that as having already agreed to whatever they want.
Well, can we agree to what they want?
Well, not yet, sir. Not. I would recommend it with some very slight changes, but I think we ought to...
Well, have you given Ralph those changes?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
How long ago?
I've given him twice, two drafts this morning. The last time, 20 minutes ago, I guess. Then he's dictating it over the phone. But I thought we would have, before bothering you, a telephone conference between Vance, who just has his girl is typing the last one up now. And Duncan, and then I thought we would decide when to bother you. And Ball, too.
I'm gonna be here all day.
We'll be over there, sir, I'm sure, within a very short time. But I thought we ought to do as much of the work as we could before we went in to bother you.
Okay, all right.
We'll be in touch very soon.
All right, they're working. They're meeting today?
Oh, they've been meeting since 9 o'clock this morning. Madhouse over here all morning.
All right, please, let's get it in shape so we can get some people named now. And let's find some good top men. I am not at all happy with my ambassador to Mexico. I want to get the greatest man in America. I had the greatest, and I pulled him up here, and he got me in Panama right after he got here. And now I want you to find me. I want a Marlon Sandlin. I want somebody that's 45 years old. Reckon he can get out of his business interest and give him up and go down there?
Well, you said you didn't want another Texan there. Marlon would be... The trouble with Marlon is he's chairman of the board of Pan American Sultan.
Well, couldn't he get out of that and resign it and give up his interest?
He could, but he'd be attacked, and so would you.
All right.
He's one of the great guys.
Well, let's get...
political judgment.
No, he would be. What else can we get?
Well, we can get him Columbia. You could move Freeman to Mexico.
I want to get some man I know in Mexico that's my friend, that is looking after me, that's my manager, that's damned able, and I want him to understand business, and I want him to be young and attractive. I want him to be a sergeant driver type.
Well, why don't you pick a good lawyer with a good political sense? Somebody you know and have confidence in. We've got some Foreign Service people. I know that Friday, the Secretary and Ball thought that they were going to, the Secretary said he was going to recommend Freeman, who is your, probably one of the two best you've got in Latin America, the other one being in Brazil.
Okay.
Mexico, still Colombia, but if you want somebody you know personally, you don't know Freeman.
No, I don't.
You would eliminate him, but he's good, and he would be loyal to you.
Well, don't you know somebody that I know that's good?
I can get on the phone.
Like Marlon?
Well, I really hesitate for you.
I'm not talking about Marlon. I'm talking about somebody of his same qualification. It's got his appearance.
Let me then try. I'll talk to Marlon and see if we can't cook up two or three names for you.
Well, I'd do that.
It'd probably be in Texas. That wouldn't bother you.
No, but I'd rather get some other state. California might be good.
I think a young lawyer with a good political instinct is what you want.
What about a Mexican?
Well, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, you got a hell of a good Mexican out there that's head of finance department in California.
Well, if you know him, he has a couple of strikes on him. The Mexicans don't like what they call poachers. That means...
All right. Mexicans don't take a white man. I don't goddamn thing understand that.
Okay,
that's all right. You go on and get me a good one, but get me one. I want to help them, and we've been miserable to the Mexicans. I want you to get some in your department. If you know any smart ones, you hire some. Alliance of Progress, you don't have to go to Puerto Rico.
I could hire him up here, and that would be easy.
All right.
You got a fellow you want hired up here.
Well, but hell, he gets more than you do. He gets $23,000 a year.
Well, Well, everybody gets more than we do, but
You find some guy for Cuernava or what's his name, Joe? Cuernava, what?
Lou
Aveno. Danny Lou Aveno. He's the head of finance in the state of California, and they say he's a damned able citizen. He's coming in next week, and I'll send him to see you.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Waiting.